Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Tuesday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you.
Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you.
Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not envy those who do evil, for they wither quickly like grass and fade like the green of the fields. If you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live in the land and be secure. If you find your delight in the Lord, He will grant your heart's desire. Commit your life to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act, so that your justice breaks forth like the light, your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait in patience. Do not fret at the man who prospers, a man who makes evil plots to bring down the needy and the poor. Calm your anger and forget your rage. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. For those who do evil shall perish. The patient shall inherit the land. A little longer, and the wicked shall have gone. Look at his place. He is not there. But the humble shall own the land and enjoy the fullness of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. And the Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him.
The wicked man plots against the just and gnashes his teeth against him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for He sees that his day is at hand. The sword of the wicked is drawn. His bow is bent to slaughter the upright. Their sword shall pierce their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken to pieces. The just man's few possessions are better than the wicked man's wealth. For the power of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord will support the just. He protects the lives of the upright. Their heritage will last forever. They shall not be put to shame in evil days. In time of famine, their food shall not fail. But all the wicked shall perish, and all the enemies of the Lord. They are like the beauty of the meadows. They shall vanish. They shall vanish like smoke. The wicked man borrows without repaying, but the just man is generous and gives. Those blessed by the Lord shall own the land, but those He has cursed shall be destroyed. The Lord guides the steps of a man and makes safe the path of one he loves. Though he stumble, he shall never fall, for the Lord holds him by the hand. I was young, and now I am old. But I have never seen the just man forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. All the day he is generous and lends, and his children become a blessing. Then turn away from evil and do good, and you shall have a home forever. For the Lord loves justice and will never forsake his friends. The unjust shall be wiped out forever, and the children of the wicked destroyed. The just shall inherit the land, there they shall live forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will, and the Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in His way.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in His way.
The just man's mouth utters wisdom, and his lips speak what is right. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps shall be saved from stumbling. The wicked man watches for the just and seeks occasion to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his power, nor let him be condemned when he is judged. Then wait for the Lord, keep to his way. It is he who will free you from the wicked, raise you up to possess the land and see the wicked destroyed. I have seen the wicked triumphant, towering like a cedar of Lebanon. I passed by again. He was gone. I searched. He was nowhere to be found. See the just man. Mark the upright. For the peaceful man, a future lies in store. But sinners shall all be destroyed. No future lies in store for the wicked. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord, their stronghold in time of distress. The Lord helps them and delivers them and saves them, for their refuge is in Him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You proclaim the poor to be blessed, Lord Jesus, for the kingdom of heaven is given to them. Fill us generously with your gifts. Teach us to put our trust in the Father and to seek his kingdom first of all, rather than imitate the powerful and envy the rich.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way.
Teach me goodness and holy wisdom,
for I have put my trust in your guidance.
From the Book of Proverbs. Does wisdom not call and understanding raise her voice? On the top of the heights along the road, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. By the gates at the approaches of the city, in the entryways, she cries out aloud. To you, O men, I call. My appeal is to the children of men. You simple ones, gain resource. You fools, gain sense. I, wisdom, dwell with experience and judicious knowledge I attain. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride, arrogance, the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. Mine are counsel and advice. Mine is strength. I am understanding. By me kings reign and lawgivers establish justice. By me princes govern and nobles, all the rulers of the earth. Those who love me I also love, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than pure gold, and my revenue than choice silver. On the way of duty I walk, along the paths of justice, granting wealth to those who love me and filling their treasuries. The Lord begot me, the firstborn of his ways, the forerunner of his prodigies of long ago. From of old I was poured forth, at the first before the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains or springs of water, before the mountains were settled into place, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet the earth and the fields were not made, not the first clods of the world. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he marked out the vault over the face of the deep. When he made firm the skies above. When he fixed fast the foundations of the earth. When he set for the sea its limit, so that the waters should not transgress his command. Then was I beside him as his craftsman. And I was his delight day by day, playing before him all the while, playing on the surface of his earth, and I found delight in the sons of men. So now, O children, listen to me. Instruction and wisdom do not reject. Happy the man who obeys me, and happy those who keep my ways. Happy the man watching daily at my gates, waiting at my doorposts, for he who finds me finds life and wins favor from the Lord. But he who misses me harms himself. All who hate me love death. The word of the Lord. In the beginning, before he made the earth,
the Lord created me.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
The Lord created me.
A reading from the Discourses Against the Arians by St. Athanasius, Bishop. The only begotten Son, the wisdom of God, created the entire universe. Scripture says, "You have made all things by your wisdom, and the earth is full of your creatures." Yet simply to be was not enough. God also wanted his creatures to be good. That is why he was pleased that his own wisdom should descend to their level and impress upon each of them singly and upon all of them together a certain resemblance to their model. It would then be manifest that God's creatures shared in his wisdom and that his works were worthy of him. For as the word we speak is an image of the word who is God's Son, so also is the wisdom implanted in us an image of the wisdom who is God's Son. It gives us the ability to know and understand, and so makes us capable of receiving him who is the all-creative wisdom, through whom we can come to know the Father. Whoever has the Son has the Father also, Scripture says, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. And so, since this image of the wisdom of God has been produced in us and in all creatures, the true and creative wisdom rightly takes to himself what applies to his image and says, "The Lord created me in his works." But because the world was not wise enough to recognize God and his wisdom, as we have explained it, God determined to save those who believe by means of the foolish message that we preach. Not wishing to be known any longer as in former times through the mere image and shadow of his wisdom, existing in creatures, he caused the true wisdom himself to take flesh, to become man, and to suffer death on the cross, so that all who believed in him might be saved by faith. Yet this was the same wisdom of God who had in the beginning revealed himself and his Father through himself by means of his image in creatures, which is why wisdom too is said to be created. Later, as John declares, that wisdom who is also the Word became flesh, and after destroying the power of death and saving our race, he revealed himself and his Father through himself with greater clarity. "Grant," he prayed, "that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." So now the whole earth is filled with the knowledge of God, since it is one and the same thing to know the Father through the Son, and to know the Son who comes from the Father. The Father rejoices in his Son, and with the same joy, the Son delights in the Father, and says, "I was his joy. Every day I took delight in his presence."
Since you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, live your life in union with him.
For in him the fullness of the Godhead dwells in bodily form.
You have only one teacher, the Christ.
For in him the fullness of the Godhead dwells in bodily form.
Let us pray. O God, who teach us that you abide in hearts that are just and true, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling place pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.